I dropped your name, Tim, to both Rick Snyder and also to Mayor Virg Bonero about hosting a debate. Bonero was all for it, and Rick Snyder just laughed.
No comment.
Well, I'm working for you here.
Well, wasted breath with Mr. Snyder, please.
Well, you seem a little unoptimistic about that.
Well, I'm not going to be part of any debate with that man.
Why is that?
Well, you tell me. Oh. Why do you think he laughed?
Is he afraid of you, Tim?
I have no idea.
All right.
I have no idea.
Well, let's talk about your blog, Late Den Den. We're still waiting for state government to wrap up the budget, and I love the way you use the line, honey, will you be working late on Thursday night, is the line you'll hear from many wives from state representatives and state senators. Are they going to get this wrapped up anytime soon?
Yes, I think the dinner may be a little late, but the spouses should keep it in the oven because I think they'll be home in time on Thursday night. There are 8 budget bills yet to be passed, but that's pretty much pro forma. That was all predicated on them getting this agreement on the retirement thing that you and I have been talking about for months here, and indeed it is close to being true. It's been misreported by the media that it's a done deal. Not quite. They need 4 Democratic votes in the Senate tomorrow in order to pass this thing, and a little process called immediate effect. That means that if they get enough votes when the governor signs it, it takes immediate effect. If they don't get the 4 votes, the retirement program would not take effect until about 90 days after the legislature adjourns, which means the state wouldn't get its $80 million in savings, which means there would still be a budget deficit. So this is a critical vote tomorrow. And at this read, I've not had a chance to work the bench on this, but they may have trouble finding 4 Democratic votes. I assume in the end they'll get them, but the Democrats are probably going to ask for something in return.
All right, you're probably going to throw a rock at me now, but I got to talk about it. We are going to have one debate. On one side, Virg Bonero wants as many shots at Rick Snyder as he can get. Rick Snyder's got a big lead. I've heard insurmountable lead from many different sources. So why would he want a debate?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's no question about that. If you're a career politician, that's like, oh, wait a minute. Didn't Rick Snyder tell us he wasn't a career politician? That's a career politician decision, Tony, and it's all about winning and losing. And Mr. Snyder's the guy who said, we got to change the culture in Lansing away from winning and lose. Apparently, however, when it comes to doing a risky debate, winning and losing is everything, and acting like a career politician is exactly what he's doing. And do you agree or not?
I agree with you, but there's something that we talked about. The last time we talked, we both agreed that voters are more concerned about jobs than they are debates. Has your mind changed on that?
No, heavens no. There will never be a cry from the hinterland, oh my gosh, we're only going to have one debate. We should have had 3. No. The people are more concerned that the Lions lost another game. And the Wings looked pretty good last night, but they were still shaky. You know what I'm saying? In this state, and this bothers me immensely, that we are so much more concerned about our sports teams, and God love them, all right? But, you know, if you got a problem with state government, why don't you go to the injured quarterback for the Lions and see what kind of help he can give you?
When talking about this debate situation, this is the last question I'll ask you.
That's right.
How much of an impact do they have at changing the mind of voters? And the more you have, does that influence the voter?
Look at, if you don't have debates, basically what you're stuck with as a voter is watching the TV commercials from the candidates. And to answer your question is, yes, debates can have an impact. And I would point to the first debate between one Jennifer Granholm and one Dick DeVos. It was the first debate of the campaign. And if you talk to the Granholm people after that debate, they say that debate turned things around. Because DeVos, who had looked very good in his commercials, they were fabulous commercials. He actually had a lead with her at one point. People saw him in the debate, and for all our friends up north, the deer in the headlights mean anything to you. That's what he was. He did not look like he was in charge. And the Granholm people said that debate turned the election around. So do they have an impact? Of course, which is why politicians don't like to get into debates where there are no rules, where there's no safety net, where you basically construct the debate so that you don't make a mistake. That is absolutely good politics, but so, it does a disservice to the voters.
Would the same thing happen if Virg debate it, Rick, as what we saw with Dick DeVos and Jennifer Granholm?
By definition, it could happen, but the chances have been greatly reduced because the Snyder people have agreed to rules. Now, remember, Mr. Bonero was willing to do a no-rules debate, but the Snyder people have agreed to rules which lower the risk for him. A minute response, 30-second rebuttal. I'm not sure what degree the journalists have for follow-up. You can write rule debates, which is why you do them, to give your candidate cover so that they don't get into trouble. The chances of screwing up in a no-rules debate are much, 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 much higher.
Would Snyder have had the same process if he were behind in the polls?
No, I think there is a concern in their camp about his performance in debates. And look, debates are not the only reason you elect a governor. But I think as viewers, we need to see these guys under fire. How do they stand up? We did a debate over the weekend with the attorney general candidates that was very, very contentious. In fact, there was one point where the two of them, Mr. Schuette, the Republican, Mr. Layton, the Democrat, for 40 solid seconds talked to one another and at one another and over one another. Now, people, I'm getting emails this morning. Why didn't you control that? That was absolutely ugly. Why did you let them do that? The reason I let them do it is I wanted to see how they reacted to one another. Would one of them step back and say, hey, if you want the floor, go ahead? But what they did is they basically were disrespectful to each other, talked for 40 seconds, and people were able to see something that they didn't see in the commercials. How did they conduct themselves in a fiery situation? What you saw is what you got. I had one voter say to me, you know what, having watched that, I won't vote for either of them. Well, you know what? That's an important piece of information if you're trying to be a voter doing your due diligence.
We're talking with Tim Skubick, and we are really kind of going down the list of the column from the Oakland newspaper. Tim, 2 years versus 4 years, it seems like a lot of folks are kind of upset that community colleges may have the opportunity to offer four-year degrees.
Well, most of the people that are upset are the four-year institutions because they see this as the camel's nose under the tent. If the community colleges can offer culinary arts, the cement technology and nursing, well, there's some areas that maybe they'll want to move into some other area. At least I had the guy who runs the Association for the College Presidents. That's their fear. He said in Florida, that's exactly what happened. And so this is a turf war. It's not going to pass this year. Mike Bishop has already said in the Senate that it's not on his agenda, so that will lapse. But the community college folks are very upbeat because they've never gotten this far in this issue before. And their argument is, look, in a competitive situation, if the kids can get a four-year degree at a community college, why not? And the 4 years are saying, well, because that's our territory, not yours.
Well, Tim, we're already halfway there. Lansing Community College, there's a building right across from LCC where that houses many four-year institutions. You can take classes at LCC that go towards degrees at Ferris, Northwood, and so on.
Yes, but be careful. Towards the degree. It's not getting the degree at LCC, and there's a huge difference. The 4 years have no problem with that at all. They just don't want the four-year degree coming out of the community colleges. It's as simple as that.
What are you going to be working on for Channel 6 today?
Well, we've got Mr. Bonero's going to be doing a live call-in on public radio at 9 o'clock, and we'll be there or be square, and we'll do a story on that tonight for Channel 6.
And then for Off the Record.
We are looking at a debate for the candidates running for the MSU Board of Trustees, and the interesting there, we have three of the candidates, but Mitch Lyons, who is the former football player and one of the Republican candidates, his office simply refuses to return our phone calls to see he's going to show up. Maybe Mr. Lyons is not ready for prime time. We'll see. But that one's up on the show on Friday. And then the week after that, we have probably the only televised debate with the Secretary of State candidates. And for those of you who don't know who they are, Ruth Johnson's the Republican and Jocelyn Benson is the Democrat. We're just a half a sandwich away from nailing that down today. So lots of debates coming up, and all of them will be no rules, Tony.
You can't use the D word, Tim. It scares a lot of folks.
What's the D word?
Debate.
Well, such is life, my friend. Welcome to our world.
Enjoy your day.
Hey, have a good one, buddy.